WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review of a new recording from Steve Lacy. Lacy is the modern pioneer of the soprano saxophone, having played it before John Coltrane sparked widespread interest in the horn. Lacy was born in New York, but in the late 60s he settled in Paris, where he writes music for a variety of ensembles, including a sextet he's led since 1971.
Steve Lacy is the most cosmopolitan of jazz composers. He's inspired by painters' squiggles and poets' economy as much as by music in its varied guises. His instrumental pieces owe a lot to Thelonious Monk's deliberative clunkiness, to nursery rhymes and the minimalism of boogie-woogie piano. His compositions for voice also smack of European art songs, cabaret music, and composer Harry Partch's Hobo Concerto. Lacy's RCA album Momentum contains his setting of a Herman Melville poem, Art, sung by Irene Abbey. Lacy calls it a recipe for art, yet he tramples Melville's line endings. His contrary melody seems pointedly Japanese. Now I ask you, what other jazz composer alludes to Oriental thought's influence on American transcendentalism? Catholic tastes, Lacy proudly calls himself a jazz musician and writes mostly for his sextet, in which he and Steve Potts pair up on saxophones and Irene Abbey doubles on violin and cello. Where Lacy's melodies are angular to the point of being obtuse, pianist Bobby Few, bassist Jean-Jacques Avenel, and drummer Oliver Johnson underplay the material, giving it supple swing and blues feeling. Momentum showcases the sextet. Lacy himself, a master of the soprano and the oblique line, keeps a low profile, for better and worse. Irene Abbey sings two or three songs, depending on whether you're talking about the CD or the LP, and her mannered academic style is tough to warm up to. The good news is Momentum spotlights Lacy's long-overlooked alter ego, Steve Potts. His throaty sound and pouncing attack on alto and soprano contrast effectively with the leader's wispier style. Here's Steve Potts on The Bath. On LP, Momentum has four tracks. On CD, it has six, including a Dirty Blues from Marvin Gaye. When a CD issue of an album has more music than the LP, the extra stuff is usually tacked on the end like an encore. The difference between Momentum on CD and LP is like the difference between a long club set and a short one. The order of the program, its pace and flow are very different. The jazz industry seemed to cross a great divide in 87. Like it or not, the CD is the new standard. More and more jazz is coming out only on compact disc. Suddenly, it's not like CDs contain extra music, it's like LPs are missing music. This is good news for the haves and bad news for the have-nots. Independent jazz labels can't afford to make CDs. A lot of folks I know can't afford to buy them. Still, one thing's clear. Due to the CD, the hour-long album is replacing the 40-minute one. How musicians will deal with that format shift is something else. On Lacey's first set conceived for CD, he follows the pattern of almost 40 years ago, when LPs began to replace 78s. As the available time expands, the takes get longer and the players stretch out. The shortest cut on Momentum is 7 minutes, the longest 15. If other musicians follow suit, which does not seem to be happening, the 10 or 20-minute solo of two decades ago may be on its way back.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times magazines. He reviewed Momentum, the new album from Steve Lacy on RCA.